Welcome back, our gorgeous bunnies. Is that nice?
Whatever,
is that better?
Sure. It's not even Easter, but we can go with it.
Spooky little ghost.
No, too soon. It's August.
Our sun-kissed gems.
Sure. That's the best one we've had today. We've had a long time, so we'll go with that one.
Welcome back to Two Broads.
Talking Bravo.
How's it going, man? We've had quite the last hour trying to get this podcast up and running.
I'm mentally, physically exhausted from the last hour. We are our own audio engineers, and you might notice the quality of our audio has changed episode to episode. That's because, like, the setting that we're recording in changes week to week, and we're always trying to improve our audio, and so we've been testing out different things, and now we decided to use two microphones, so hopefully it's a little bit better, but it did take us over an hour to figure out how to do that, but we got there.
It was quite the journey, but you know what? We got here. You know how in Giggly Squad they talk about supporting women in STEM?
women in STEM. It's funny because we actually are in STEM, but yeah,
we actually are in STEM for our real jobs. But yeah, now we're like audio tech engineers. Can add that to our resume. Well, technically, you're now promoted to our
sound engineer.
Yeah. You wear a lot of hats in this company.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of hats to wear. It's just the two of us.
Is this your emotional support?
Corn.
Yeah, what? But for the folks on the phone, Monica has this pillow, and it's a corn. Like, it's literally a corn pillow. Like, and it still has the green leaves on it. Where did you get that? And why do you have it?
Urban Outfitters, and because I love it, it made me laugh when I saw it online, so I had to get
it. Dude, why do you shop at Urban Outfitters? I just don't understand Urban Outfitters. I just feel like the pricing is overpriced and the clothing is like, eh.
The home stuff. I was just on the sales section of the home section.
Yeah.
Before I was moving, and I was just seeing what they had, and I bought like candlesticks, candle holders. Everything was like under $20 each.
Oh, okay,
and
not bad.
I saw this corn. I was like, I need this corn. So I got it, and I love it.
It's really random, but I feel like it's super you, and it's very chic and unique. It matches your
chic and unique.
Your UX. It matches your persona.
It's cone.
We are recording in Monica's new house, by the way.
Yeah. We're in my breakfast nook.
How's the jet lag? Are we finally over the jet lag?
We're over the jet lag. Most of my bruises have healed.
I love how we went to a different state this weekend, and you suffered from no jet lag, but yet you did after moving 20 minutes.
Yes. Well, going to a very relaxing, very beautiful, gorgeous home on the oceanfront is a little bit more energy giving than moving for 9 hours.
It was an amazing weekend, and it was definitely
so good.
Polar opposite to moving, because like we're relaxing on a beach and like a gorgeous, gorgeous house.
I know. I needed it. We all needed it.
Our really good friend Laura, her parents just built their beach house from scratch, and she so kindly invited us for the weekend, and boy, did we have a blast. Like, that was so nice, so amazing. Laura, we love you. It was an amazing time.
Yeah, very, very, just...
I'd like to own a house like that one day. Goals. We just need...
Someday.
We need to monetize this podcast. We need sponsors. People, we need sponsors.
Well, we just want people to enjoy our podcast, you know?
Yes,
and
of course.
See where it goes. But the only way that happens is with the Bravo tea happening. And boy, is there a lot of Bravo tea happening.
There is so much Bravo tea. Should we dive into it right now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I clearly have a notebook right now of notes from Bethany's podcast.
You're the star student today. You get the A plus the gold star.
Did you end up watching part one and two, or did you just start with part three and then...
I did three, then one. What? Then the aftermath, then one, then most of two. So I heard most of it.
I mean, I guess you didn't really need to watch it, like, in order. It's not like it's...
No, I mean, like, especially since I already knew, like, the chronology of the story, I didn't need that.
So what do we think? Because... I'm so torn right now, because I feel like I don't really know what to believe, and, like,
yeah,
definitely after listening to it, I do feel bad now for Rachel.
Mm, okay.
Okay. And I have opinions, but you go first.
No, I won't. I mean, you're already rolling, man.
Well, I don't know. Where do we begin? Point number one, how Rachel talked about how Raquel was born. I guess we kind of already knew that.
Yep, we knew she was adopted
by her
aunt, I guess. So her aunt is her biological mother.
Yeah. But yeah, and more also on like why she changed her name to Raquel too.
Yeah, yeah. So that happened in first grade, and
she said there were a lot of Rachels in her class, and she was like, I just want to feel unique. So I changed my name to Raquel. What was interesting, though, was when she said that her therapist asked her to write her name on the board, and the first thing she wrote was Rachel and not Raquel. Because, anyways, we don't have to get into it too much, but that was just, like, interesting to know. I mean, I'm glad she even saw a therapist and went to get treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was good. Bravo, she asked Bravo, either Bravo or Vanderpump, to pay for the treatment,
and oh, she yeah. did
it. And so I guess kind of like the whole gist of the whole podcast was A, Bethany Frankel giving Raquel a platform to voice her side of the story, because I guess she never really got to. And now obviously there's been months to like decompress, and she's been self-reflecting. She was at a facility, a mental health facility, for 90 days.
Let's like get into like the real tea of the podcast. I just thought it was so funny that Raquel goes, where Ariana and I weren't even like best friends. Like, we were acquaintances and became closer throughout the show. Like, what? What?
And she claimed that they didn't hang out outside of the show, but I'm quite certain there was proof that they did hang out. Well, that's the thing. So you're listening to the podcast and you feel really bad for her.
Yeah.
On one hand. The other hand, you have no clue if what she's saying is true.
I started feeling bad for her towards the end, and I'll tell you why. But yes, I agree with you. It's like, we're not going to know the full truth. And like, again, like, I don't even know if I can trust her in the sense that, is she pulling up this front? Because again, throughout the whole show, she is acting like this sweet and innocent person. And then now in the podcast, she's like, well, we weren't even like friends. We were acquaintances. And I'm sorry, but you wanted to have a threesome with Ariana and Tom. That makes you, what? Yeah. You're not an acquaintance. Like, what are you talking out of your ass, dude?
A bit, yeah.
She did say her and Sheena were best friends, though. Mm-hmm. And that, like, Sheena took care of her and stuff. But, again, if you're, like, best friends with someone, you also betrayed Sheena by literally screwing her best friend's partner of 10 years.
Yeah.
So, what do you think makes you think that you're innocent here? And, like,
But she, she never, she didn't say she's innocent. She said that she's taking, like, full responsibility.
So she said she's taking full responsibility, which is true. But another thing, too, that was mind-blowing is that she had said that when she first joined, like, reality TV, the producers were saying that they get paid based on their performance. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, okay, well, the more you're, like, grandiose, or the more loud you are, the more memorable you are, right? Like, that's what sticks. Like, that's what makes good TV.
Yep.
So literally Rachel is talking about in the podcast how she goes, I was playing, you know, I did my job really well. You know, I was playing a role to make this TV show really good. Mm-hmm. And because this was the part where she was talking about how she didn't get paid, or she didn't get paid fairly or something. Mm-hmm. And now everyone is profiting from the scandal.
Mm-hmm. Except for her. She's in debt.
She's in debt, and she's the villain, and she has no, she can't, like, her image is tarnished.
Yep.
I'm, like, torn in two ways, in the sense that, like, this is karma. Karma's a bitch. She did it to herself. Like, she did a bad thing.
Yep.
And good things don't happen to bad people. But on the other hand, when she, there was a part in the pod where she had mentioned that she would re-sign and refilm if she got equal pay as Tom and Ariana.
But that was the freaking kicker. Right before she said that, she was like, Bethany asked her, would you ever go back on the show? She said, no, absolutely not. Not after that emotional trauma. And then several minutes later, she's like, I asked for equal pay for Tom and Ariana to come back.
I know.
Like, I would come back if they paid me the same as them, but they're not paying. That's conflicting. That's those are conflicting statements. Are you never, ever, ever coming back because of emotional trauma? Or you can put a price on emotional trauma.
That's why it's hard to trust, like, what she's saying. She literally is saying one thing and then saying the complete opposite. That's a good point. That was crazy when she said that. You're like, dude, what are you even saying right now? Like, do you even realize you're talking in, like, a circle pretty much? Like, but there was a point where I was like, oh, I guess she kind of should be paid really well because... Dude, the show literally was plateauing. Like, it literally was declining. This scandal is what made it so good. And people are watching old episodes. Just, like, our friend Liam is a perfect example where he got into the show and he was so anti-Bravo before, but the scandal got him into the show and now he binged the entire show. Like, mm-hmm. So Rachel makes a good point where she was like, you're right, she did take responsibility. She's like, look, I did a bad thing, but, like, I should be paid the way that at least Tom is getting paid because he did a bad thing too. Mm-hmm. And Ariana was unfortunately part of the whole, you know, she got the shit out of the stick and she deserves to be thriving right now. And she deserves everything that she's getting. But it is pretty shitty to see that Rachel isn't getting anything out of it. And Sandoval is.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
She was right where she says, like, the woman... And I don't know if this is, like, a nice generalization to make, but, like, the woman is always the villain.
Mm, like the men get away with it.
Right.
All the time.
Sandoval really did a lot worse than Raquel. Raquel was, Sandoval's the one that was dating Ariana for 10 years.
He's also been a cheater for the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
And no one meaning, like, the producers, Lisa, like, the Bravo... like, crew, like, none of them have given him the same treatment that Rachel's getting. They kind of let it slide, is kind of what we're seeing.
Well, that's, Bethany is saying, that's basically showbiz, baby.
Right,
They don't care what, and that's what she's making the harsh argument of emotional trauma is what they go for, which obviously, you know, that's not true, obviously, it's just, like, can come with being on reality TV. You kind of know what you're getting into, and yes, it can come with stuff like that. It's just, that's Bravo, that's reality TV.
It's cutthroat.
So they're not gonna ever take a moral stance on anything like that unless it's, you know, like, illegal, you know, like a sexual assault type of thing. Although there were borderlines of, like, Tom recording Raquel without her consent, like,
so that like part that. Was so messed up. I actually didn't know he recorded her without her consent.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, again, there was just so much news out there. So much going on. We were, like, so overwhelmed during that time. Like, that was an era. And that was, like, a wild, freaking never-ending, stressful roller coaster.
I know, and it's, I think once the new season comes out, it's gonna just kind of restart again, and...
Oh, yeah.
Did you get to the part where Sandoval, he only agreed to season 11 to get producer credits on it?
I did, yeah, that was crazy.
So he's gonna be getting paid! He's the worst one in this whole situation!
That's why I'm siding with Rachel in the sense that she's literally getting nothing, and she is... part of the scandal. Like, the scandal isn't all Sandoval. Like, sorry, Sandoval. God damn it. But, like, the reason why this blew up is because of Ariana, her relationship with Tom, the depth of that, and then Rachel, and then Tom's relationship with Rachel, and the betrayal. Like, that, I hate to say it, but they're a team. Like, without all of that, without Rachel doing what she did, there is no scandal. Like, if it was some random chick that Tom cheated with, yeah, it'll be nuts, but we'd get over it easily. What makes this so juicy and mind-blowing is the fact that it was Rachel. And so, yeah, the fact that Tom's getting producer credits, the fact that he's literally getting paid, like, one of the most, like, you know, on the same level as Ariana and Rachel isn't, that's where I feel for her, where I'm like, ah, damn, that sucks. And, like, she also was, like, telling Bravo to reimburse her, like you said, for her treatment, and they refused.
Yeah.
Did you listen in the piece of the pod where Rachel said when her and Tom were filming, Rachel kind of threw him under the bus and was like, why did you record me with that video. Mm-hmm. And then Tom admitted that he had recorded her without his consent. Mm-hmm. Then, after they stopped filming, he goes, why would you make me look bad? Then he goes to the producers and goes, take that cut out or I'm not filming. And yep. they did.
Yep.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Because they're signing with him.
They're signing with good TV.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, they did a great job producing. I definitely don't discount their work. Like, they did a phenomenal job producing.
It must and have been the editing so and the cuts, hard but... to do that. It must have been so hard to do that.
Yeah.
And, like, have that balance.
I never even thought I'd feel bad for Rachel until listening to that pod. It is kind of nice that they have, like, these outlets to now share their voice, like Tom Schwartz did on Jackson Brittany's pod, remember? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You were like, you should listen to this mm-hmm. to hear his side of the story. Otherwise, it's like, he's not really saying anything because he's, like, in a shell. Like, Rachel was in a shell and was, like, disconnected from society for a yeah. while.
Yeah.
Anyone would have been.
Speaking of which, she had this episode. Well, it's not an episode. It's three episodes on Bethany Frankel's podcast.
Lengthy.
And when Bethany asked her what she's up to and, like, what's, you know, what's her plan for the near future, she's A, traveling around the U.S., B, she's starting a podcast.
She is?
Yes.
What?
She's getting on the bandwagon just like us.
Oh my god. Well, I didn't listen to part three, so mm-hmm. you're gonna have to fill me on what I missed.
Yeah, but she's starting a podcast.
I mean, I'd listen to it. I think it'd be entertaining. I mean, the half the shit she says is so stupid. Like,
you can tell she learned a couple of new vocab words and she's just kind of saying them over and over again. The vitriol, like, I remember,
like, she's, like, secretly in a library reading a dictionary in school trying to educate herself. Thesaurus.
What's a synonym for douchebag? A synonym for rumor.
That's what she actually was doing when she disconnected from the internet. She was educating herself, trying to become more literate. And
good for her. Go off, sis.
Honestly, seriously, though. Makes she's going to try to build up her brand again. That's the way to go.
Yeah. So I guess we'll never see her on Vanderpump Rules ever again, except for if it's the right amount
of
money.
So is it, like, confirmed that she's really not gonna do the next season?
On season 11, I don't think so.
Unless, I didn't know if I missed anything on, like,
no,
part 3.
No, I guess unless, like, mid-season they decide they need to spice it up and they have to offer her a bunch of money. I know, yeah. So there was a rumor going around that she makes, like, 360 grand or something, like, or that she got that for season 10, and during the podcast, they say that rumor is not true. But, again, like, it's really hard to know what to believe from her. But I will say I do have a little bit more empathy towards her. And the whole, like, Bethany's yeah. whole point of this series, and I guess she has a lot of experience in reality TV and kind of TV production in general, is exploitation without compensation. So, like, Raquel had to go to a facility to kind of cope with what she went through, and she's not compensated for it. And they also said that Rachel thinks that, oh yeah, she goes by Rachel now.
Yeah, we have to call her Rachel, not Raquel.
What have we been calling her?
I've been saying Rachel the whole time.
Oh, you I don't just noticed? Realized that. Sorry, I'm just
no.
I'm just cranking through. That's I'm just okay. like a Bravo machine.
This is the new normal. We're in a new era.
New era, sorry. So she thinks that Bravo or Vanderpump or whoever she asked to pay for her treatment refused to do that because, or actually I think Bethany's the one that said it, because that would basically be admitting, like, fault and liability. Ah. Yeah, so that they didn't do that because they don't want to, you know, be liable. And then
yeah.
I'm sure, like, the contracts really cover all the bases to be like, no matter what you go through, we're just recording your life and we're not necessarily liable. So I don't think that, like, I don't know, the any, like, legal action.
I mean, that's really what you're signing up for. And, like, you know, mm-hmm. again, yeah, reality TV, it you make money if you're successful, but it comes with a price, you know? And, like, mm-hmm. is you got to tell yourself, is it really worth it or not? That's why there are, like, pros and cons, you know? That's why a lot of these reality stars, like, after reading Stassi's book, she's like, it's not all, like, sunshine and rainbows, and it's not as cool as, you know, the viewers see, because the viewers only see, like, little snippets, and, like, they're all going through, like, actual trauma and turmoil and, you know, like,
I know,
shit.
Like, a lot of shit.
They're going, they're seeing some shit. They're going through some shit. And like, we're not seeing that. And it's, it is wild. But again, at the end of the day, like, it's showbiz, right?
It's showbiz, baby.
So like, what was so crazy? I was just reading my notes here because I was like, I wonder if we went through each point. 11.5 million views from Vanderpump Rules season 10. Holy cow.
Yeah. I think it might have been, was it the reunion or the whole season?
The whole, actually, that's a good point. I thought it was the whole, no, season 10. I think it's just season 10.
Wow.
As a whole, but it's like the most viewed, like, in TV Bravo history or something like
and,
that.
And it's most viewed show between ages 18 and I forget what it was, like 30-something in all of 2023 for television.
You
like,
know
not just Bravo.
What's interesting, television. Too, though, is that even though the number is 11.5 million, I wonder if that's inclusive of the people who are sharing a TV. Because if you think about it, they can only really count views of people who, of like, the TV, right?
Yeah, but I was like, thinking that, too.
But it's not, like, one person to a TV, right? Mm-hmm. It's, like when we were at the bar watching the reunion, there was, like, I don't know, 60 of us? Like, there was a lot of us. Like, are they counting that? So 11.5 is crazy because that has to be at least doubled.
Probably, honestly. That's such a good point.
I didn't really look into it too much, but I was like, wow, that's insane. Another thing that was so crazy that I didn't know until the pod was the Bravo producers or Bravo profits off the restaurants.
I didn't know that either.
Because they're helping market the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And so, like, anytime Lisa, like, her restaurants, like, Bravo's getting a cut from, like, that business. Mm-hmm. But she got so much press just from the show. But I was like, that's so smart of Bravo to do. Like, what?
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe that. Sense. I'm it works the same with, like, Southern Charm too. I mean, Southern Hospitality. Like, it has to be the same. You know, like, Leva has to have some kind of deal.
Republic's
with Bravo,
going.
Or Bravo has to have a deal. With
the business of Republic must be booming because of Southern Hospitality.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Bravo's probably sitting there like,
or just cash and checks.
The grind set.
The
you
grind
know,
set.
Making deals on deals.
Really quick side story about the grind set.
Gonna tell them about how I almost got scammed.
Jazz almost got scammed on Facebook Marketplace 3 times in the last 24 hours. Don't ever, if someone's trying to buy something from you on Facebook Marketplace and they ask you to get Zelle and ask you to get a business account, that's a scam.
Yeah.
And report them.
Also, major red flag, if anyone, no matter what they're asking for, is saying they'll pay you right now before they even got the product that you're selling, and they're like, yeah, we'll pay you right now, that's super sus and red flag, because, like, why would you give someone money when you don't even have the product in your hands? You haven't even, you know, we were trying to sell our friend's bridal dress because she didn't want to do it. So I was like, all right, I'll sell on her behalf. And, like, I use Facebook Marketplace all the time. So I was like, oh, yeah, no worries. I'll do her a favor. And, yeah, people, it's, like, a couple grand. And people are like, yeah, we'll pay you right now. And I'm like, we're like, you haven't even tried on the dress.
Or I'll pay you more because you said someone else is interested. You said they'll say, I'll pay you more. I'll pay you right now. Like, you haven't even seen the dress. You don't even know if you'll fit in it. Also, you're a man. I mean, like, I'm not, like, going to knock you, but, like, buying this for someone? Are you wearing this? I mean, like,
yeah, it was super sketchy.
So watch out for red flags on Facebook Marketplace.
I think a part of me too, what makes it think it was red flaggy was also the price point, because it was on the grand, couple grand price point. Like, normally when I sell stuff on Marketplace, it's like a couple bucks or a few hundred bucks, and like, I've never experienced this before, so they honestly could be bots too. I don't know.
I don't know, but just be careful.
Yeah, so watch out for that, guys. That was that was quite the roller coaster. We were also, like, all sitting in the car ride back from Rhode Island back to Boston, and we're all like, oh my gosh, we're making deals on deals. Like, we thought we had inquiries coming in. We were negotiating. It was thrilling, but
it was, and then it turned out to be a scam, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, no bueno.
No bueno.
No inquiries on the dress yet, so... I mean, for the folks on the phone, if anyone's looking for a bridal dress, we are selling. It is absolutely stunning.
DM for inquiries.
Yes, please
do. We don't take Zelle.
Oh, yeah. Don't. I mean, Zelle's fine. It's just don't click a link on your laptop from, you know.
Yeah, from strangers. That's
something that looks sketchy.
Yeah, or if they ask you to verify who you are with your Google phone number and send you notification through Google, that's also a scam that I fell for. So just don't do it. Anyway, enough of scams. Scams and Scandaval.
That's a good ring to it. What else do you have for me? Did you listen to Lisa Barlow and Pillows and Beer?
No.
Oh.
I haven't been able to do any walks or long drives lately, so that's usually my podcast
time. No, it's fine. I honestly feel like that. So I expected something different with that episode. I'll try not to spoil it, but honestly.
No, spoil it. It's okay.
Okay, well, I just thought it'd be, like, juicier. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I really was hoping to hear about Jen Shah and, like, her status with jail. Or, like, I don't know, just in case Lisa knew anything. Her status with
jail? She's in jail.
Yeah, but more like, you know, what's the status update? Like, you know, I don't know.
She's incarcerated.
That's the status. I mean, like, has Lisa visited her? Has she not? Like, has she tried to deliver some goodies? Like that pod we were listening to, like, that Stassi, the pod that Stassi had with that wellness lady. And she goes, yeah, I tried to rescue my friend from jail. I tried to bring her a blanket and some cookies, and she couldn't get out, and I wasn't able to give her the goodies and stuff.
That was a really good podcast. If you don't listen to Sassy's podcast, listen to it. We'll find out what her name is.
I know. We'll find it, and we'll
see if I can look it up now. Few episodes. It was about. They say it's about wellness, but she's also, like, very, it's not super crunchy granola wellness, and that's kind of what Stassi was talking about with her, and how it's, like, almost, like, attainable wellness, and not, you know, like, devoting your entire life to being, to just, like, really limiting yourself to being, like, the most strict, to a very strict form of well-being. It's, like, a very healthy, balanced well-being.
I found her name.
What's her name?
Her name is Radhi Devlukia Shetty.
Okay.
Yeah. A Bridge to Wellness, in parentheses, and How Pizza Counts, close parentheses.
Check it out.
Yeah, that was pizza a good episode. It's pretty calming. If you ever, yeah, like, need, like, to listen to something just, like, wholesome, it was a nice episode to listen to. But, yeah. Anyways, no update on Jen Shah's jail status from Lisa Barlow. No, they were just, like, chit-chatting, and it honestly sounded like they're friends, like... I didn't even... Did you know they're friends?
No, but I think I did listen to, like, the first couple minutes of it, and he did say, like, we're friends.
Yeah.
And I was also surprised. Maybe they met at BravoCon?
That's what I was thinking of, if they did, because, I don't know, it just... The conversation they were having honestly sounded like they knew each other. Like, Lisa was like, you guys should come ski up here in Utah, and Craig and Austin were like, yeah, no, we'd love to. We go to Aspen a lot, but we definitely want to check out, like, Utah and Salt Lake City. And then, like, Lisa was like, how's Paige doing? She's, you know, she was like, you've really picked a good one, Craig. And then Craig and Austin were talking about Lisa's tequila business. Vita,
yeah.
Vita. Yeah, they're like, how's your business? It honestly was just like a conversation. Like, I didn't listen to the whole thing because I showed up here. So I didn't have enough time.
So it wasn't too juicy.
I don't know. Maybe there'll be more stuff. I'll keep listening to it to see if there's any, like, gossip or any tea that they drop. But... Yeah, no, so, I don't know. I just thought it was more intriguing that they're friends, and I was like, what? Like,
yeah, and Bravo kind of knows what they're doing. We've already discussed this before, but Bravo knows what they're doing with, like, their crossovers.
Oh my god, they're doing so much crossover now. Like, didn't we talk about earlier how Winterhouse is going to have, like, Alex from Below Deck, then you're obviously going to have the two Toms from Vanderpump, then you obviously have the regulars from Summer House, then you have Craig and Austin from Southern Charm.
I know.
Like... Are there any new special... They haven't announced, like, their cover art, so we don't really know the newbies, right?
No, we don't know. We don't know.
I'm so intrigued, but I'm more excited for September 14.
September 14?
Calendar is marked.
I know. I started season one. I didn't get even to finish, like, the first episode, but you're right. It's so different. Season one of Southern Charm. Yeah, it's like so different.
It's just like different quality in terms of how it's produced. Yeah. Right?
It's also different people. So I'm like, whoa, like, who's this? I also didn't know Catherine is like a South Carolina like royalty, basically. Came from, I guess, two really prominent families.
And what's wild too is Thomas, the guy that she's like, I guess, dating at that time, or like, yeah, dating at that time. I mean, she has a kid with him. He, Thomas Ravenel, like,
I didn't know he's the father.
Oh shit, was that a spoiler?
Yeah, I'm like halfway through episode one.
Oh my god!
I get kind of gathered, but I do remember him, like, I mean, I think I ended the episode at the time where she wakes up in his bed, and I feel like they nodded to it. I mean, whatever, it's fine.
Next time, specify how far in you are. You just said you watched season one.
So it's not necessarily spoilers because I already watched the most recent season, so like I'm just filling in the gaps now, you know? So yeah, I'm not it's fine. I'm not upset about
well,
it.
Well, he is the father, and yeah, he also is from like a very prominent name, very wealthy. Like the Ravenel Bridge is like his family, the plantation that he owns. I don't know, those kids are gonna grow up nice.
But he disappears from the show, so I'm also excited to see like
that. I won't say anything.
Okay. Does he go back to jail?
There's so much drama. It's like,
go back to jail?
Just watch it.
Okay.
Just watch it.
Might take me a long time on literally season one, episode one.
I was gonna So did you see the part yet where they're like figuring out who the father is and there's another guy?
Oh, she doesn't even have a child yet. She's single. Heck. Like, she's single and she just, like, had, a one-night stand with him.
Okay, then I won't say the other part.
There's no child yet.
I don't know. I haven't watched the show in so long. It's been ages.
No.
I'm glad you're starting from the beginning. So you did want to go backwards then.
No, I wanted to just start from the beginning.
I mean, you'll get all the it'll make sense. Yeah. You get the context. Yeah. Like,
Craig is still, like, working at a law firm.
Yeah.
He's so, like, tiny, too.
Dude. Yeah.
It's kind of weird, almost, to see him like that. I just have never seen him like that.
I mean, he works out, like, so much now, and, like, he's definitely got more muscle, and, like, he's, like, healthier now. Like, this isn't a spoiler, but because he was working at a law firm and, like, still studying, he took, like, a bunch of Adderall, he didn't really eat. Like, he's definitely a lot more healthier now, and, like, and obviously you can, you know, see the way he transitions, Yeah, he does look very different, though. It still blows my mind that he's 6'4".
I know.
And Shep is 6'6", and Austin is 6'5".
Although, I will say, like, you could have put season one, episode one, Shep, in the most recent season of Southern Charm, and you'd be like, yeah, that checks out, because he's literally talking about being a forever bachelor. He's literally saying, like, he's out with his girlfriend, not girlfriend, friend that's a girl, Cameron.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
she's
yeah.
like, Shep, you're gonna be alone forever. And he's like, what's wrong with that? I'll be 50-year-olds, like, sleeping with 20-year-olds. Oh. And then she's like, yeah, I guess it sounds pretty good. And, like, he called it, like, day one. I guess it's just being a forever bachelor.
Love Cameron. She's, like, one of my favorites. Like, she's so cute. She's so sweet. And she's such a freaking badass.
Really?
Yeah, she is. But she isn't, like, in the new season anymore. I think she wanted to stop filming because she, like, wanted to, like, focus on her family. Which, like, I guess I get it. But, yeah, I do miss her very much. She's a fun one to watch.
So who is your favorite on Southern Charm besides, like, ooh, Craig and Austin?
Who said they were my favorite?
Oh, Craig. Okay, besides Craig.
Besides Craig, who's my favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, there's so many characters. I mean, like, it's hard to compare. Like, I would say I loved Cameron very much, like, in the seasons that she's on. But, obviously, Patricia's a queen. She's iconic AF. And, like, Michael, her butler. What?
I looked up last night how old Whitney is.
How old is he?
Because he dated Naomi in the last season. How old do you think he is?
I thought he was Shep's age. Or, like maybe a little bit older than Shep. Maybe, like, I don't know, 3-4 years older than Shep.
So how old do you think he is?
So Shep, if I do some math, Shep is, like, 41. How old is Shep? 41, 42? No, he's 43. I don't know. Is Whitney younger than 50 or above 50?
Based on 55.
What?
I know.
Shut the hell up.
I know.
No way.
He almost looks older in season one and then season
He's definitely got some eight. Botox.
Oh.
I mean, okay. He's rich as hell.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if...
No, that's true.
I mean, Shep's always had a baby face. I don't know if he has done Botox, but he literally looks really young for his age.
That's because he has Peter Pan syndrome.
Yeah.
That's the name too. Of the first episode.
I mean, he has mad money, he has a baby face, and he has Peter Pan syndrome.
Honestly.
It, like, checks out.
Yeah, if you're that rich, maths. Like, you're probably aging a little bit slower just from, like, less stress or you don't have any financial stress.
That's the thing. There's no financial stress. There's no biological clock. He literally is content with his life. He is a, you know, relatively attractive man as well. Like, he just knows he can get it. He has, like, a fun personality. Like, you know, he doesn't really have any insecurities, I guess.
He should.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I'm not saying you need to be insecure to be in a relationship.
No,
just more like, he's just so content with himself and with life that...
Happy for him. If that works for you.
Yeah, I mean.
Go ahead.
Plus, I guess another thing too, I guess, you know, we do live in a society where everyone is so fixated on people needing to have partners, where it's like,
I know.
You know, people can just be just as happy without a partner, you know? So if it works for you, that's awesome.
I think that's fair.
It's like you don't need a partner to be happy in life.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I just think that his problem is that he doesn't want a partner, but he dates girls, and I've only seen the one season.
Yeah.
But with Taylor, like, he kind of was saying that they were, like, they might get married, so she was kind of getting strung along, and then he hurt her. That's the problem. He can do whatever he wants, but when you start hurting other people, like,
yeah,
that's a problem.
Absolutely. I mean, what he did was so wrong, and, like, see, that's another thing, too, that never really blew up from Bravo. Again, Shep cheated, and they didn't really make a big deal of it. I mean, yeah, we were, like, shocked, but they didn't go into depths with it. They didn't talk about it that much.
Nope.
And, yeah, they just kind of let it slide under the rug, and he didn't get any repercussions. He didn't get any... His brand is still just as shiny and golden as it was when he started. Like, how nuts is that?
It's
and
okay.
And, yeah, you're right. He strung her along. He let her on, and, like... And then, yeah, shit hit the fan.
I
know, but Taylor's thriving. She's killing it.
Good. I'm really excited for the new season.
I know, I can't wait.
It's
I'm so pumped.
Although,
like, I'm curious, like, if they get any scenes when they travel. Because those are, like, fun little snippets when they, like, go abroad or, like, mm-hmm. travel and stuff. I don't know if they did it. Because I saw them on social media, like, a bunch of them traveled to Europe. A bunch of them went on trips. So I'm like... When did the filming happen? But I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll find out soon.
Because I know sometimes they limit what, like, how much they can post. Like, I know right now Summer
yeah.
House, they're filming Summer House, and they post very little. Like, Amanda and Paige and all of them have been posting kind of very little. I think they can't be, like, posting, you know, the theme parties and all that. So I'm sure that...
That's true.
Bravo, if they
That's why they go nuts after the fact when the show's on.
Yeah.
You're like, why has Amanda posted Kyle's 50th, 40th birthday?
Mm-hmm.
5 million times.
I know.
Because they have
that's
all those
true.
Pictures that they're
yeah.
dying to pose.
Yeah, that's so true.
So something that was really funny when I was listening to Giggly Squad, Paige was talking about a weekend where she got so drunk and she just, like, drank so much that she threw up in her purse in the Uber ride home.
Mm.
I wonder if that was part of Summer House, because it sounds like it was relative to their filming timeline.
Oh. Ooh,
but that would be pretty
we'll
funny
out.
To.
I hope they would show that if they got that.
Who throws up in their purse nowadays? I feel like you do that.
It's either you're paying the Uber fee, Uber cleanup fee, or you're doing it in your purse.
It was a Chanel purse too, but it was
the Uber fee is cheaper than your Chanel purse.
But she didn't pay for it. It was a gift from her ex-boyfriend's mother.
Oh.
Do you have any gifts from your ex-boyfriend's mom?
No.
apparently she has a lot. And I'm like, who the hell are you dating? And, like...
Why don't you just sell them and then get ones that don't remind you of him? I don't know.
She did
whatever.
Say she got rid of, like, the stuff that needed to be get gotten rid of, but there were some, like, the Chanel bag. She's like, I'm not gonna get rid of that. Like, that's a nice-ass bag. Like, I'm like, hey, I don't blame her for that. I keep a designer, but not that I care, just more, like, it's a nice bag. Like,
get that one. That's not nice anymore.
No, there's vomit in it. Her apparently her mom tried to clean it, too, and then, I don't know, I think that purse is long gone, but I just thought that was hilarious that she threw up in her purse.
That's nasty, but hey, we've all been there in one form or another.
Oh, yeah, pretty crazy, pretty crazy.
Do you have a favorite Southern Charm, like, event or moment or plot throughout the seasons that you like the most?
Oh my gosh.
Or like a top three. Or like some memorable moments that you love.
I mean, I always love Patricia's dinners. Like, they're so memorable because they're hilarious. Like, she'll do a dinner with, like, the all girls. I can't even remember the details, but I remember, like, the girls did, like, tequila shots and, like,
that was in the most recent season.
Was it?
Or no, actually, that was the guys. Shambongs.
The Shambongs!
I went over her house, she's like, I'm doing a Shambong.
I know, that was like, hilarious. Another. I know, she really liked those Shambongs. Yeah. That was really funny. No, that was a different dinner. I mean, the most recent season, she did a dinner with the guys, and Craig got so drunk, they broke a chair.
We did talk about that. That was so good.
I know, that was really good. I don't know, was it in the most recent season where Shep jumps in Patricia's pool with his Speedos?
No.
Okay, so maybe that's a different show. Yeah, I don't know. I'm honestly gonna have to, like, rewatch and start, like, taking notes. I'm trying to think if there's anything funny.
You should rewatch.
I know.
Rewatch with me. Huh? I said rewatch with me, although we use the same Sling account. That'll make it a little...
Yeah, you're still on my Sling account. No, I mean, can you record, like, the ones that you're watching? We can watch it at the same time. Like, if you were literally watching an episode at the same time, I can still watch it at the same time.
If you want to rewatch it, by all means, rewatch. We'll figure it out. Do you have any final thoughts for our friends?
Well, one final thought is we will be working on a Bravo quiz, because apparently we have some friends of ours that are now getting more invested in Bravo. However, they're invested in the sense that they have their one or two shows, but they're now like, you know, what other shows are good out there? So we thought maybe having a Bravo quiz could be fun. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that. And
that'll be on our Instagram.
Yeah. Well, Instagram and soon TikTok coming through. So stay tuned for that. We'll be on TikTok, guys.
Soon. And
I'm going to have Monica doing some dance moves on TikTok.
Oh, hell no.
But you're such a good dancer.
You're Jasmine knows how to shuffle, if you know what that is.
Monica's a really good singer. We could be good performers.
That would be such a sad duo. Oh, my God.
Literally, like, we have a rainy weekend. We're like, yeah, what should we do with this next recording? You have your little, like...
I have a, like, tiny little bongo drum that's a souvenir.
Yeah, I should give our fans a little, like, performance next time. You're so good at it.
They're gonna think that I actually play bongo. I do not. It's like 6 inches tall and a joke.
No, it's amazing. Don't sell yourself short. Yeah, I don't know.
That's a word of wisdom for this week, guys. Don't sell yourself short. Okay?
Yeah, you know.
Know your worth.
Be your best self.
Know your worth.
Do a power stance.
Know your truth. Tell your story.
You're so wise.
And if you're getting exploited, make sure you're getting compensated.
Wow, that was deep, man. That's like the takeaway from the week. Monica has a wedding that she's going to be in this coming weekend. So yeah. You're a professional wedding attendee.
Don't worry, guys. It is the last one of this year.
Is it actually?
Yes. However, I'm no longer ever going to feel bad for myself. I don't feel bad for myself. It's just, you know, like, there's a lot of weddings, and obviously, like, it's fun, but it's a lot. I'm never going to complain about that, because I heard someone, guess how many weddings they have in, like, a year span.
Oh, I'm 20.
Okay, well, that's, like, kind of ridiculous. Who do you know that would have? That would be literally a wedding every other weekend. There's 52 weeks a year.
Good, quick maths.
Okay, or, like, every
women
third
in
weekend.
STEM. Okay, 10.
10.
Wow. Is that Steph?
No, that's Camilla's boyfriend. I know. And she's like, oh my gosh, dude, do I have to go to 10 weddings? Yeah.
Bro, that is literally almost $2,000 almost just on wedding gifts.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's not inclusive of any travel or your outfit or if he had any batches. That's crazy.
Yeah. Isn't that brutal? So, yeah, if that makes you feel better.
I feel like we need, like, a side gig to afford these weddings. Like,
we're doing...
Yeah, but we're not... this is a hobby. This isn't a side gig yet. This is just, like, a hobby for us to just hang out. More than we already.
But guys, I do gotta go. I have to go drive for Uber, and then after that, I'm gonna do some people's laundry. So
I was kind of looking at golf course jobs. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my gosh, are you gonna be a caddy?
No, ew. No, screw that. My back is killing me. I can't be a caddy.
Are you kidding me? I know you're gonna be caddying some like old retired people, and you're gonna be like, oh, my back hurts.
They're gonna I'm gonna ask them to hold the bag. I'm just there for the laughs and the fun.
You could be the drink cart girl.
That's what I want to be. I want to be booze cart lady.
What? Do you need a bartending license for that?
I don't know, but maybe I should look into getting one. Is it expensive to get a bartender license?
I just think it's a time commitment. And
how do I get a bartending license?
It sounds like something for Google and not for...
I have a mixer at home. Like the little shaker thingy.
So you're qualified.
Yeah, and it has like the filter thingy and the stirrer thingy.
A shaker?
Yeah, mixer, shaker, same shit.
Well, if you're gonna be in the industry, you should know the industry terms.
Okay, I have a shaker, and I have the whole set that goes with it, okay?
Wow, wonderful. What?
And I have a bar cart, so I am more than qualified.
You're just gonna show up with your own car.
Although, if you weren't there for the cocktail taste testing, me and Jess were like partners. So, okay, to talk it back, we did a cocktail taste test where we came up with a theme. And then you had a partner, and you had to come up with a cocktail, and then everyone tries the cocktails, and then you rate it.
Mm-hmm.
I came in last place with my friend Jess. We were in the kitchen for so long, and our cocktail tasted like absolute shit.
Sorry to tell you, I don't think you have a future in bartending.
I know. That dream shot. It was terrible.
But it's good to learn early, you know? It's better to fail fast than fail forward.
Exactly. You're so wise today. And I can open a High Noon. I can open a wine bottle way better than Steph. Okay.
Gosh.
That was...
Steph broke one of those electric wine openers over the weekend.
I just love how it's like the girl who doesn't drink wine...
volunteers to open the wine.
Yeah, why?
Whereas the very, very experienced... wine drinker myself also offered, but I was just got beat to the punch, and safe to say she ordered a new one on Amazon that came today for them.
Oh, that's good. My tummy is starting to growl and I'm getting hungry.
I'm sorry. All right, thank you guys for listening this week. We really appreciate you tuning in every week. We'll be talking some more Below Deck next week. Keep an eye on our Instagram. You'll see our quiz. Keep an eye out for our Instagram because we'll be announcing our TikTok soon.
Yep.
And we love you. Don't forget to rate us wherever you listen and subscribe. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Bye.